The following program by Radio Niskor has been prepared in light of recent developments in the Demjanjuk case, and it provides an account of this case since the triggering of the proceedings in Germany. The member of the SS Totenkopf, John Demjanjuk, arrived to the German city of Munich on May 12, 2009, after having been deported from the United States. The prosecutor's office in Munich brought formal charges against him and issued the corresponding arrest warrant in March 2009 for complicity in the assassination of approximately 29,000 Jews in the Sobibor concentration camp located in occupied Poland. Following Demjanjuk's handing over to the German authorities, Radio Niskor broadcasted a program in May 2009 in which we clarified certain facts relating to the existing evidence, much of it being of an indisputable nature, as well as summarized Demjanjuk's background relating to various National Socialist extermination camps. On June 19, 2008, various survivors and relatives of Spanish victims of the National Socialist regime, represented by Equipo Niskor, filed criminal proceedings in the National Court, La Audiencia Nacional, in Madrid. These proceedings were admitted by the Central Investigating Court No. 2 of the National Court on July 17, 2008. The proceedings allege that acts constituting crimes against humanity were committed against Spanish nationals and the nationals of other countries in the National Socialist camps of Mauthausen, Sachsenhausen, and Flossenbürg, and seek the indictment and handover of Johann Leprich, Anton Tietjung, Josias Kumpf, and John Demjanjuk, all of whom were members of the criminal organization of the SS Totenkopf, to be tried by Spanish courts. Also, on June 19, 2008, the German authorities announced their interest in seeking the handover of Demjanjuk from the United States. This interest resulted in the issue of an arrest order against Demjanjuk by those authorities in March 2009, and with this development, the deportation of Demjanjuk to Germany became practicable, as well as his subsequent trial in this country, which resulted in a judgment made public by the Munich court this past 12th of May 2011. In parallel, the proceedings against John Demjanjuk in Madrid continued, and still continue to take their course. The Central Investigating Court No. 2 of the National Court addressed a derogatory commission to the competent authorities in the Federal Republic of Germany, Munich Court, on September 18, 2009, in accordance with the European Convention on Mutual Assistance in Criminal Matters. The Spanish court requested the German authorities for information regarding the allegations being made against John Demjanjuk before the judicial instances of that country, in case they could be related to those under investigation in the case in progress in Spain. The Munich Prosecutor's Office responded to the derogatory commission on June 7, 2010, stating that the facts being investigated in Germany were different, there being focused on the activities of the accused Demjanjuk in Sobibor concentration camp in Poland in 1943, for which he was accused in the proceedings in Germany. In this decision issued on July 1, 2010, the court ordered the documentation that had been received from the German authorities in response to the derogatory commission to be sent to the public prosecutor and to the accusing parties. The accusing parties, represented by Equipo Niskor, replied by filing on July 13, 2010, a writing requesting the court to bring formal charges against John Demjanjuk, as well as to adopt the relevant precautionary measures and to issue the corresponding European arrest warrant so that he be delivered to Spain by the German authorities. Based on the aforementioned judicial background, the judge in charge of the Central Investigating Court No. 2 issued a ruling on January 7, 2011, ordering that formal charges be brought against John Demjanjuk and that he be handed over to the Spanish authorities, since, in light of the proceedings, it can be asserted that during the Second World War, John Demjanjuk was a member of the Totenkopf SS and served as an armed guard in places dedicated to the persecution of persons on political, ethnic, and racial grounds inter alia, namely the concentration camp of Flossenbürg. There exists documentary evidence in this case that establishes the fact that dozens of Spanish nationals were detained and perished in this camp. In the same ruling, the Central Investigating Court No. 2 ordered provisional imprisonment without parole and with visiting rights, and, due to the accused's currently being in Germany, before the competent judicial instances in Munich, the court orders that a European arrest warrant be issued and delivered. The cited arrest warrant was sent using the existing formal procedures to the corresponding German authorities. The Munich Prosecutor's Office responded on February 1, 2011, confirming receipt of the European arrest warrant on January 7th, and requesting that the Spanish court provide further information regarding the accused's participation in the acts of homicide and the victims. On February 3, 2011, The judge in charge of the Central Investigating Court No. 2 transferred Munich's request to the Spanish prosecutor's office in order that it provide the information it considered appropriate to respond to the Munich prosecutor's office's request. The Spanish prosecutor's office provided its response on April 13, 2011, by way of a report which was clarified subsequently by another report prepared by Equipo Niscor. In the meantime, the trial in Germany continued despite the dilatory tactics exercised by the defense, and came to an end during the week of May 9th, during which the accused's defense team made its final pleadings. John Demjanjuk was convicted to 5 years of imprisonment in the Federal Republic of Germany for his collaboration in the murder of 28,000 prisoners as an armed guard of the SS Totenkopf in the Sobibor extermination camp. The defense appealed the ruling, and until the appeal is decided, John Demjanjuk will be free, since the court considered that it was improbable that he flee. On Friday, May 13, 2011, Demjanjuk left the Stadelheim prison and was taken to a nursing home. Judge Margaret Nützel, spokeswoman for the Munich courts, considers, according to the statements made to the media, that the appeal proceedings could last 1.5 years at least, and probably 2. Just the compilation of documents and the transcripts of the trial could take 6 months. The essential point that must be retained out of this procedural saga is that as soon as legal actions for crimes against humanity was brought in Madrid, the German prosecutor's office announced that it was willing to request the American authorities to hand over Demjanjuk for complicity in murder as a common crime, which is a criminal offense that, in Germany, is not subject to any statute of limitations. What is really at stake here is the application of international criminal law and the criminal characterization of crimes against humanity by ordinary courts in European countries. The proceedings in Spain have been and continue to be silenced precisely because of the fact that they are grounded on crimes against humanity and not mere common crimes. In fact, the criminal characterization of crimes against humanity was conceived to make it possible to determine the individual criminal responsibility of those who participated in the preparation and execution of a preconceived plan for committing very systematic and/or large-scale crimes. As such, it is somewhat misleading when the media makes statements such as, "The conviction of Demjanjuk demonstrates that perpetrators of crimes against humanity cannot escape the administration of justice, since this is not the criminal characterization used in Germany." Another important aspect is that the proceedings against Demjanjuk in Spain refer to crimes committed in the Flossenbürg concentration camp. In other words, they deal with different facts. What is certain is that until today, and still, until Spanish authorities respond to the Munich prosecutor's office, information received by Radio Niscor from a reliable source indicates that the accused has not even been notified of the European arrest warrant issued by Spain, which means that we depend on the Munich court guaranteeing that Demjanjuk does not flee. In anticipation of precisely this situation, the accused parties, represented by Equipo Niscor, submitted a writing before the Central Investigating Court No. 2, exposing the risk that on May 12th the Munich court released John Demjanjuk without his having been notified of the Spanish authorities' European arrest warrant. The Munich prosecutor's office announced on May 16th an appeal against Demjanjuk's release. The appeal would have been already submitted on the basis of flight risk, the lack of a permanent address, and the existence of a large group of sympathizers willing to facilitate Demjanjuk's flight, especially in his country of origin, the Ukraine, where he could take refuge. Also, simultaneously, John Demjanjuk's defense requested before the United States District Court for the Northern District of Ohio last April 29, 2011, barely 2 weeks before the judgment was due in Germany, that counsel for the defendant John Demjanjuk be reappointed to represent him in the denaturalization proceedings that had supposedly reached an end, and in any further proceedings deemed appropriate by counsel in light of recently declassified materials. This petition was based on the fact that favorable evidence for the defense would have arisen out of an FBI report, evidence discovered by the news agency Associated Press. This agency stated in an article published on April 12, 2011, that the AP discovered the FBI report at the National Archives in College Park among case files that were declassified after the Ukrainian-born Demjanjuk was deported from the U.S. in May 2009 to face trial in Germany. The cited district court decided this month of May that the Office of the Federal Public Defender is reappointed to join Demjanjuk's defense team in said proceedings. Another country in which there were significant reactions to Demjanjuk's conviction was in his country of birth, the Ukraine, where, this year, the city of Lvov, western Ukraine, prohibited for the first time the celebration of Victory Day over Nazism, which day is celebrated annually on May 9th. Nevertheless, the municipality of Lvov did not oppose a march that took place in commemoration of the 68th anniversary of the creation of the 14th Waffen Grenadier Division of the SS, which was celebrated on April 29th. The regional council of Lvov requested President Yanukovych to call for the release of Demyanyuk, and in the Ukraine, they are considering admitting Demyanyuk to his region of birth. The statement expressed in the title of the Kiponiskor's report made in May 2009, Demyanyuk's detention leads to a reassessment of impunity in Europe, continues to be relevant today. For further information on Demyanyuk's case and the proceedings before the National Court in Madrid on behalf of the Spanish victims of the Nazi regime, you can visit Equiponiscor's documentation website, where you can find a specialized webpage on the topic. This program has been prepared with information provided by Equiponiscor, and it has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on May 19, 2011.